Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. Another nice Matt Harvey performance. Makes you feel good about where he's at. Pretty quiet at Yankee camp. Some more draft tidbits I'm sure we'll get into today. And the Knicks meltdown continues as you've got an angry Michael Beasley. So that cute story turned into a mess real quick. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm a little verklempt this morning.
Oh, really?
To be honest with you, yes. I picked up the paper. Open the inside of it, and right there is
Giancarlo Stanton.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I know.
That guy is ripped.
Usually,
that's my new inspiration. I swear to God, I'm going to try to get to be like that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I have never seen that guy.
Well, that's the first thing I do.
Come on, man. That is just ridiculous.
That's the first thing I do in the morning is I'll open up the New York Post to see what they have there.
Dude, that's a Yankee fan's, well, a female Yankee fan's dream, I would think, right? I
mean, oh, sure.
Holy crap.
I know. And usually you have, like, I don't know, someone on a red carpet or someone on a vacation, like a female on a vacation, Hawaii in a bikini. That's what they'll put there in New York Post. And today you open up, you're like, whoa.
Hey, let me just tell you something. That is not a steroid body either.
Oh, no.
That
of course
is not,
not
a steroid body, man. That is a well-chiseled, seems to be very honest type of body. And holy mackerel.
I know.
I mean, if I were pitching against that, I'd have a hard time.
No, of course.
I mean, it'd be very distracting.
If I was showering next to that, I'd have a hard time. I mean, think about how self-conscious some of these other guys are when they see Giancarlo Stanton
in
the
show. You know, I know kind of like sports is... you know, it doesn't matter if you play in St. Louis, play in New York. I think for those of us who live here, we think everything centers around New York. Everything's New York-centric.
Of course.
You come here, you're going to get all sorts of endorsements, and everything's going to be great. Madison Avenue is going to love you, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you right now, Madison Avenue opens this up right now, and you could just imagine the amount of thoughts that are going through the ad agency's minds. For this guy. This guy is, and especially if he hits 60 home runs for the New York Yankees.
Oh, my goodness. And he's not afraid to flaunt it at all. He's a guy who's never really gotten in trouble. The only time there was any sort of controversy around him was when he was talking about the steroid users and what the real home run race was.
Yeah, he went after Barry Bonds.
I mean, that was really it. That was the only time there's ever been some... So he's not like A-Rod when A-Rod came here, and A-Rod had a bunch of controversy around him all the time. I mean, this guy is like... the non-controversial Alex Rodriguez,
dude, I'm telling you
who's
right
like
now.
Absolutely perfect. I mean, he's just amazing.
I mean, you look at that and you're like, holy man, this guy, you talk about, you know, a huge contract. You talk about the future. You talk about the excitement that he's going to bring to the New York Yankees. You talk about, I mean, wearing a Yankee uniform and making it look good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just as ridiculous.
This is
like off the chart, but, you know, good for him and good for the Yankees. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, listening to all the debate and everything about the Yankees and how many wins they're going to have. And I know those guys got into it a little bit yesterday, midday of the afternoon show, talking about 109 wins for the Yankees and all that other stuff. I think conservatively, assuming they stay healthy, we're all thinking at least 100 wins.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
I make fun when I say 125, but I think we're all thinking 100 wins, and I think it's going to be this amazing race between them and the Red Sox in the American League East. And as Brian Cashman said a couple weeks ago, hey, they're the champions, right? We have to catch them. I got to tell you something right now. Looking at page 2 right here, or 3, whatever it is, they're very close to catching them, if not having already passed them, at least in the looks department.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about
now,
it.
I don't want to try to objectify. Giancarlo Stanton. I don't want to overdo this, but I have to tell you something. That's America's baseball player right there, man. Look at that kid.
On the most popular team.
Look at that kid.
I mean, come on, man. It's almost like he was born to be a Yankee at some point.
It is ridiculous. So, you know, good for him and good for the Yankees and good for Matt Harvey too, man. You know, who knows? Maybe we catch a second wind here. That's all I could say. And I'm happy for him because of everything that he has been through. And you know, much like David Wright, you know, we're never going to see David Wright again. I understand he's got to go through the process so he gets paid and all that other stuff. But for Matt Harvey coming back after everything that he has been through, the highs, the lows, the angry fans, you know, the models, the ribs removed, and, you know, everything that he has been through in a nice, quiet spring, you know, he has actually done a really good job of kind of trying to reclaim his spot. And as Bobby Cox said last week, he goes, hey, man, he's got it. It's back. It's back there. You can feel the mound presence and all that other stuff. Now, obviously, much like not like Steven Matz, they were not – when they did hit the ball, they hit it actually at a guy,
yeah,
which is key here, I think, getting people out. But mid-90s fastball, he pitched you know, three innings. He only threw 42 to 46 pitches, whatever it was. He was just really solid, and I'm not sitting here and telling you he was blow away solid.
No, he was. I mean, he was
but
good.
He was just a solid. Right. Looked like he knew what he was doing. Looked like he had the good mound presence that you want, and he was accurate. He was controlling his pitches. So, you know, maybe we have our own guy, Dreamboat, back.
Yeah, maybe. And I sort of struggle at how much I should react to these things, like with Steven Matz and how bad he's been, and Matt Harvey.
I would react to that. I would react to that because, you know, you don't.
Well, I think both of these, it's okay to really take each one of these starts and overblow it a little bit because of what these guys have been through. This is not your natural guy goes out there, makes 30 starts a year, he's going to give you 15 wins, his ERA is normally in the same range. That's not the situation with these guys. So when people say, oh, it's just a start or it's just two starts, yeah, you're right. It is two starts in spring training, but it also shows you a baseline of where these guys are right now. And Matt Harvey last year in spring training was a mess, and he's not that now. And of course, you know how his season ended up last year,
well,
and everything else.
At the end of the day, it's a second chance or a third chance, whatever you want to call
it. And he's going into a walk year too, which is perfect for him.
Well, for him it is, you know, but unfortunately for us Met fans, you know, if he has a great year, unlikely that he stays here. Right, it's very unlikely. I don't want to speak for him, but the things have not gone well for him for 3 years here.
Yeah, I would be shocked if he was still around.
And just the way the whole thing's gone down and all that other stuff. So quietly, it's a reclamation project, but it's also, you know, I think there's a personal pride that's associated there that he has been dealt with over the last 2.5 years. A lot of crap thrown his way, and how many people last year said he's done, he's never going to be back, he's over with, get rid of him, and all that other crap. And Sandy Alderson, to his credit, I don't think he really had any other choice but to see this thing play out, because a lot of these guys go through this. You know, a lot of these guys between the ages of 24 and 27 have these problems. They have the Tommy John surgery. Now, he had thoracic outlet syndrome that you would never expect that to happen. But now all of a sudden, it seems like he's on the backside of it. You know, and with a tempered enthusiasm, I watch and I say, okay, you know, we got something here. And right now, I would say that they have four starting quality pitchers.
Yeah.
Right, or quality starting pitchers, I should say. And that's including Vargas, and that fifth spot is wide open, whether it be Wheeler, Lugo, Gazelman, you know, Matz, whoever it may be. They're all going to get their chances, of course. They're all going to pitch at some point this season. But it seems to me like at least four in the rotation seem to be somewhat solid right now.
Yeah, and I think that the reasonable expectation for them, if they're not totally decimated with injuries again, and I know that it's sort of annoying to keep saying that if, is a wild card spot. I mean, I think that's a reasonable expectation for them with the money that they've spent and the guys coming back. Is that, why would that not be if you look around the National League and the division that sucks so bad? You said you got to beat the Marlins 19 times. You got to go 19-0 against the Marlins.
Exactly. The only reason I would temper that is because of the age of some of the significant players.
Okay,
but and, you know, I'm not. It's one thing to have one or two guys, you know, north of 30. It's another thing to have five or six guys north of 30 and guys that you're counting on. But there is a nice little story happening also down there in Port St. Lucie, and that's Brandon Nimmo. Yeah. I don't know whether or not he's going to be holding a spot for, you know, Conforto, but he's actually, you know, he is showing himself to be the guy that they did not want to trade.
Right, couple of home runs so far. He's sitting over in the high 300 so far in spring.
You remember when Sandy Alls says, look, we're not trading Brandon Nimmo. You remember he said, oh, it's really nice to know that they really like me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, also he used him in a joke. Remember that? I mean, he also used Brandon Nimmo as a punchline.
Right, but Brandon Nimmo's not a joke right now. He's not.
No, he's not, but I'm just saying that he didn't include him in the deal for Andrew McCutchen. And he said that he didn't want to give him up.
I like it.
Yeah, which is okay. I would have rather.
Don't you like what the kid's doing?
Yeah, I do, but I would have rather had Andrew McCutchen. I don't think I would have held on to Brandon Nimmo and not gotten Andrew McCutchen,
all right,
personally.
Time out. Well, let's find out. Let's give him a little time yet.
Well,
all right?
We have, haven't we?
But the nice thing for him is, like we were saying about Andujar for the Yankees, you know, this is an opportunity for young guys to really show their mettle, show, you know, put themselves on a map, if you will, and, you know, let the team know, hey, I'm here. And for Nimmo, he's in the right spot right now. And the reason he's in the right spot is because Conforto's hurt, and he's taking the most of, and making the most of this opportunity. I don't suspect that he's going to be the batting leader.
Yeah.
I don't suspect that he's going to knock in 90 runs.
You just need him to be a solid fill-in until Conforto comes back healthy.
Why can't he be our Daniel Murphy? Why can't he be our Justin Turner? Why can't he be that guy that the Mets have for so long, you know, had grown up in their organization and then ship off somewhere else? And when they ship him off somewhere else,
turn into like an MVP candidate.
Well, we knew what Daniel Murphy was. We didn't really expect Justin Turner to turn into into for the Dodgers. But, I mean, this may be that guy. You know what I mean? So let's keep that guy. He's a young guy. We want him on the roster. We want him on the team.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of Juan Lagares getting hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired of Cespedes and his quads and his hams.
He's going to be great this year. I'm telling you right now, Cespedes is going to be great this year.
I'm sick and tired of plantar fasciitis in right field.
Yeah, but
I'm sick and tired of the guy hasn't even played here but like 3 weeks, and you know they're already talking about Adrian Gonzalez in the back and all.
Well, that's a concern, man.
Yes, exactly.
First base is a major concern.
Well, you know what? This is what happens. This is what happens. You mark my words.
I will mark them.
That guy's going down. I'm telling you, he's going down somewhere along the line.
Who's
getting hurt?
You're talking about Adrian Gonzalez? Yeah.
And what I would do, and I know that they told Jay Bruce when he signed here, this is the deal. You're going to play some first base. Now, if he's got plantar fasciitis and it's really bad, I don't know how bad it is. It's a little bit easier to play first base with that kind of injury as opposed to right field. If Nimmo's playing good, Conforto comes back, could you see where you see Jay Bruce at first base? You see Nimmo out in the outfield with Conforto and Cespedes. That I can see. And Lagar is playing, or the swing guy, or going back and forth between Lagares and Nimmo. I don't know. That I could see that happening.
Well, yeah, I could see.
Especially if Tom Smith is basically, you know, persona non grata.
Well, I could see it happening, too, because neither one of those guys are healthy enough to be able to be the first baseman right now.
Right.
I mean, Dom Smith is a total unknown. He's someone who showed up late already. He was awful last year when he got an opportunity.
You know, you tend to scream, like, between 6 and 6.
What do you mean?
Doesn't he kind of scream a little bit between 6 and 6:30?
I'm not screaming.
I think he's just excited to be on. Let's get some topics rolling.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? I don't think I'm screaming. Yeah,
he's got a little scream going on between 6 and 6:30. You calm down after 6:30.
So you want me to calm down now?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Well, I think we're starting the show. I'm excited to start the show. I don't know. What do you want from me? I took a 5-hour energy back there. I'm feeling good.
Oh, see, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I popped
that. You got to learn to control that.
Oh, so you don't want me to be passionate about Dom Smith and his quad? All right, I'll back off a little bit.
I sense that you're kind of like yelling.
I'm not. Well, I mean, I was projecting.
I know, but you get that announcer voice.
Get the hell out of here.
You know how that Francesa, you have a little of that going on.
No, he's more,
Yeah, well, you have a little of that going on, too.
All right, so you'd like me to do what exactly so I don't upset you?
I just want you to be aware of it.
I'm fine. I think it's okay. I think everything I'm doing is okay. I mean,
you want to be okay, or you want to be great? Are you just happy to be okay? I mean, what are we talking about here?
No,
are we talking about being great?
Right,
or are we talking about being okay?
I walked into that. That's not what I meant.
Al, what are we doing here?
That's what I meant.
Honestly.
It's not what I meant.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
That's not what I meant. I did paint myself into that.
Yes,
into that corner. But that's not what I meant. All right,
who's that social studies teacher that sent that big congratulatory note to you?
Oh, that was Mrs. Havens.
Yeah, Mrs. Havens does not want you to be okay. Mrs. Havens.
That's not what
I
meant
by that.
You're running with it now. See now you're confusing me because I was all fired up. I was into something, and now you're telling me to do more, do less. I don't know what the hell you want. So I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing.
I just feel like you tend to yell a little bit like between 6 and 6:30. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, it's gonna kind of wakes me up a little bit, but it tends to like gives me a little bit of an earache.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it gives you an earache.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm yelling that much between 6 and 6:30, you're getting earaches now.
Something like that.
Okay,
But see, like, you know how you're talking right now?
You want me to be quieter?
No, I just have a nice conversation. You don't have to yell at me.
I mean, I don't know. It's a morning show. You got to project and be fired up. You wanted me to just slow down and talk quietly and whisper.
Is that what they taught you at Hofstra?
I mean, no, they didn't teach me anything at Hofstra.
Oh,
to be quite honest.
Knock it off.
What?
Were you just jerking around?
Knock it
there?
Off. I mean,
were
I went there. It was my experience. I can say what I want
there?
About it.
What were you doing?
What's
you,
that?
You get out of it what you put into it. Did you not put anything into it?
No, I put plenty into it. I think it worked out.
How
for
did
me.
You not learn anything?
I didn't learn a lot. I think there was one class where I think I learned some stuff, and then the rest of it really didn't
really
work.
I learned a lot at Maryland.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, you had a different college experience.
I had a great college experience.
Well, that's good. I did not.
My first year was not great. It was not great.
But what happened?
You know, I had an English professor who hated football players.
Oh, okay.
And I had written two or three papers. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm Ernest Hemingway, because I'm not. But, you know, I put time and effort into it. And there was a graduate assistant on the football staff. And the reason he was there, he loved football, but he also was an English major. And he graduated from Columbia here. So you think an English major, Columbia, oh, my God, that's a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually have him proofread my papers, make sure that the grammar, the punctuation, the spelling, you know, we didn't have spell check and all that crap back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do all that stuff manually. You had to white out and all that crap.
But I mean, So
I had to get through all of that. And Eddie, I can't believe that you're making fun of me.
So, all right, so you get to the point of the story?
So I gave,
I think
the,
I people
gave,
rather
like,
me yell
I gave like three papers into the English professor.
Right.
And all three papers came back D, D plus, and D.
All right, and you expected know, to do better than that.
Well,
it was only because you were a football player?
After having this whole thing proofread and everything else. And you know, the GA that we had was like, I can't believe this. This is brutal. There's something wrong here. Why she's giving you these bad grades? So we took it to the English, what do they call the provost or whatever the hell it is? I don't know. The English dean, the dean of the English
the
department.
Dean of the English department.
Some people have a way with words. Other people, not have way.
That's right. I didn't have way. I actually think I did have way. So I had all three papers changed to B's, and she got suspended.
Really?
Yeah, because the English dean realized that what was going on.
How about that?
That's what I'm saying. You don't mess around.
Amazing story. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to fight for yourself. You know, so I had to fight for myself, and basically, if I would have just taken it, who knows what would have happened?
Okay. And the point of this was?
I got something out of my college experience,
well, that's
you jackasses.
Well, that's fine. It's good for you. I mean,
all
I got
right.
a little bit out of it, too, but not as much as you.
All right, 617 on the fan.
It's a great story, man.
Boomer and Geo coming to you from the Investors Bank Studios here at WFAN. And seems like Eddie's all jacked up today, too, as well.
Ready to go.
There you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.